I got a serious bad feeling about this dude. I'm gonna.
You think?
Yeah. No, seriously. My paladin hairs on the back of my neck are standing straight up and all over my body.
My normal eyes can see that.
I'm gonna cast a spell on him.
What spell?
I'm gonna cast Thunderous Smite.
Ooh.
So with that smell, you actually cast it on your weapon in preparation to hit someone.
In preparation, I'm going to cast Thunderous Smite onto my axe.
All right, what does that do?
What
does it look like?
It's my axe kind of starts crackling with electricity, and it starts vibrating in my hand a little bit, and there's like thunder far off in the distance that was rolling over the nice hills behind the
verdant hills.
The verdant hills.
I like it. All right, go ahead, everyone, roll initiative.
I technically got an 11.
All right. Jelfer got an 11.
What do you add? I got an 8.
Rathew got an 8.
I got a 15.
I got a 4.
All right, Vincent got a 15, and Tyra got a 4.
Yes.
And this hulking figure... which we are going to call the Slayer.
Oh, God.
He's pretty slow. He got a, he's actually pretty fast.
Oh, Lord.
What did he get?
He got a 9. So, first up, Vincent. Vincent, you're the first to react after Rathew sort of cast this spell on his hammer, signaling... malicious intent, and you are about to get into a scrap, so you're first up.
How far away am I?
You are... The creature is about 30 feet away.
Who is he looking at?
All of you. No one in specific.
Okay, I want to roll an investigation check.
Okay, what for? What about?
Any items or peculiar distinction on his body.
Yeah, go for it.
5. Do I add anything onto that?
You would add, I think, your intelligence, but I don't think it would help you much. So
okay, 7.
You investigate its body from far away, and you can tell it is this big, hulking mass of muscle. It doesn't, whatever of its skeletal structure is under there is mostly covered up, and the muscle sort of comes back to reveal bits of bone. It's really gross, but you don't get much more than it's really gross.
All right, who's next?
Next up would be Jelfrey.
Okay.
Jeffrey.
So I have Jelfrey. I have a question. So if I use action, so I have 2 weapon fighting.
Yes.
If I use action surge, does that mean I can attack 4 times?
No. It would allow you to attack a third time on top of your 2.
Okay. So I'm going to take my action surge, and I'm going to start off with a whip on him.
Okay.
So I roll a d20.
You have to get up in his face for that. Just keep that
with
in mind.
With the whip?
The whip has a range of, I think, 10 feet, so you have to get closer.
I'll get as close as I need to use the whip.
Okay. Yeah. So Jelfrey runs forward, whip in hand.
Rolls a 3.
And misses. I think that it's not so much a miss as you don't break its armor. So whatever armor it may have, your whip is ineffective against it.
Okay. Can I move forward more and start using my rapier?
Yeah. You have to get right up in its face.
I don't care. I'm going to go for it.
All right.
An 11 plus 3, so 14.
That is a hit.
Nice.
Okay. 8
damage?
Yeah.
Plus your strength?
That would be 11.
11?
Good job.
11 damage. Yeah, you pierce it straight through with a stabbing stab.
And, like, does it bleed or anything, or is it just pierce?
It does not bleed.
Okay. And then I'm going to roll the last attack with the rapier.
Okay.
That's an 8 plus 3, so an 11.
That is a miss. And now it's its turn, and it's just been stabbed by a shirtless man.
A shirtless elf.
A shirtless elf man.
Half-elf.
Half-elf man. Jelfrey, you are being attacked. So what it does is it just, it's got this big head with big jagged teeth. It doesn't appear to really have much in the way of a skull structure. So its head is just a weird mass of teeth and like muscle. You don't know if there's a brain in there. It's gross. It's bad. And it is going to just lean down and bite your face.
Epic. So he rolls a 12?
Yeah, so the monster leans down and bites at your face, and because you're not wearing chainmail, that makes your face less armored somehow. And, yeah, I mean, I think a 12 against your AC without armor on is going to be a hit.
Yeah.
So let's just go ahead. Let's play the game called How Much Damage Can One Turn Have?
I love this game.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
So let's see. That's a 6, a 12, 14 damage.
I'm still alive.
To Jelfrey. I mean, you are still alive, but you want to write that down. Point.
How much do you have?
I'm at 1 right now. But yeah, I have a way to heal myself next turn, so...
The rest of you see this hulking figure.
We're just freaking out right now.
Lean down.
Beat Jelfrey to a pulp.
Not beat. No,
he
bite.
Just bit, oh. He just bit my face.
I think your like entire upper torso gets caught in his mouth and like you're lifted off the ground.
Oh my God.
So I'm in his mouth like this next turn? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, somewhere like that.
At least I'm not dead.
Yeah, yeah, but you feel like you're about to be.
I'm always in that stage, so like...
Rathew.
What's up?
It's your turn.
Okay.
Jelfrey has gotten himself bit.
Okay, so we're in the street, right?
Yes.
How close are we to like a building?
Like 10 feet,
okay,
like
great.
If you're in the middle of the street.
I'm going to use my signature drop move again. I'm going to scamper up a gutter pipe on top of a building.
Okay.
And I'm gonna drop down on him with a two-handed
All right,
battle axe.
I'm going to rule right now that's going to take more than one turn if you want to do that.
How tall is he?
He is about 10 feet tall.
So I scamper up on top of the... I'm on the shingles now above him.
All right, yeah, sounds good. Vincent, we're back around to you.
Okay, is the monster looking at both of us?
No, the monster is sort of looking up in the air, like mouth wide open, trying to swallow Jelfrey.
How far away am I?
Again, you're about as far away as you were last time, 30 feet.
I want to move up and cast Grease on where it's going to take its next step.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, so slick grease covers the ground in a 10-foot square centered on a point within range. And turns it into difficult terrain. When the grease appears, it has to succeed on a dex saving throw or fall prone. All right, it's going to give it a roll. Okay, a 13. I don't believe that saves against you. So the creature falls prone. It slips on the grease and like at the same time spits out Jelfrey. So you're both lying prone in a puddle of grease.
You are welcome.
It is now your turn.
Okay. I'm going to use second wind.
Okay. Your second wind, I believe, just lets you... Oh, goodness. Now we got to check rules.
I know.
How could we do this?
You guys don't have this book memorized.
No. No one does. It's too much. I've got it. 1d10 plus 2. I'm faster than you, sorry.
5 plus 10, 7, so I'm back
plus
up to...
Plus 2. Oh, you said plus 10.
5 plus 10, 7.
Oh, did I say
10?
I meant 8. Does that take up my whole turn?
That does not take up your whole turn. No, okay. It's a bonus
action. I'm going to try to stab him again.
Okay, lying on the ground, or you're going to get up first?
I'm going to get up.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Yeah, okay. you can do that. You stand up on the grease. It takes half your move, but now you're standing over him with all of your weapons.
Okay, I'm just going to stab him with a rapier.
All right.
10 plus 3, 13.
That is a miss. No, rolling. It's a tie. The roller always wins in a tie.
Oh, nice.
So actually, that's a hit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Roll for damage.
8.
All right, 8 damage. Yeah, you stab him good, and he's lying on the ground too. So,
Hell yeah.
You just plunge it into, like, the chest area, hoping to hit, I think, a heart, and you don't. There's nothing in there. Vital.
I am very scared
That's
now.
That's scary. I'm horrified.
Yeah, welcome to the horror movie section of the game. I forgot to tell you guys, when I run D&D, it kind of turns into existential horror a lot of the time.
Okay. Welcome to Terror Dome. Hey, can I make a signal to Rathy real quick?
Yeah.
I just put up my elbow in a flex position and go.
Yeah, that's.
I ignore it.
The people's elbow.
No wrestling fans in here, apparently.
Is it my turn?
You don't want to smell what Rathy's cooking.
All right, so very quickly, the Slayer, rather than getting up like a normal person, it sort of raises itself on all fours in a bestial form, backwards to sort of how you were perceiving it. So, like, in that weird, like, upside down crab position. And it's going to scuttle off in the opposite direction.
Oh, okay.
I think we should go.
I think we should go after it.
Yeah, he'll just return again, so why not?
Why can't we just go back through the portal?
You want to give up now?
No, we got... Listen,
okay,
we're going to...
Okay, I'm fine. Okay, we can keep
going. Clearly we were meant to come in here. We're going to have to deal with that thing eventually. We might just, you know, just finish the job now while he's down.
It appears to be climbing a building.
I can climb a building.
Oh, good
He's
Lord.
Already on a building, aren't you?
Yeah, is he... What, is he parallel to me?
Yeah, he's like across the street from you, building-wise.
You can do it. Jump.
I'm gonna... How wide is the street?
The street's like 20 feet.
And I gotta use my whole turn to cross the street?
It is your turn, actually, so if you want to, like, spend your turn chasing after it a little bit, you're free to, but it's
Everyone
up to you.
Everyone else gets these cool actions.
He just goes back and forth between buildings.
Yeah, I'm going to chase after.
That's like a real rat.
All right, you're able to catch up and attack it once if you like.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to do a two-handed battle axe attack.
And you have Thunderous Smite on it.
And I got Thunderous Smite.
Okay, roll it.
Sorry, everybody. 4. 4 plus 2, 6.
4 plus 2 is a... Yeah, is a 6. You manage to... I think you plunge your axe into it and the might of thunder and your god... crackles on it, and it doesn't even register for this monster. It is just trying to leave.
I don't get to do the 2d6 roll.
No. Yeah, so the thunder on your axe crackles out.
Nice.
Okay, I'm at one. I got one spell left.
After that, we've got Tyra. Tyra, the beast appears to be escaping.
Okay.
I'm holding on. My axe is buried in it. I'm holding on. Like a rodeo.
So Rathew is being carried with it.
Great. Oh, I gotta save him now. So I'm on the street right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Would a dart be able to reach it or no?
Yes.
Okay, then I throw a dart.
All right, throw that dart. Okay. 1d20.
Yeah, 1d20. 13. Is there anything else I add to it?
It'll be your dex.
16, then.
That's a hit.
Cool.
A dart plunges into something that may have been important because it does react...
Two.
Two? Plus your dex again.
Five.
All right, we're back around to Vincent. Vincent, what are you doing?
Rathew, just sorry in advance if this hits you.
I'm good.
I'm going to cast Chromatic Orb for acid.
All right, go for it.
It's your signature move.
14.
That's a hit.
Ah!
Ay, 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 ay!
And that's a D4?
D8. That's a D12 that you've just rolled. I can see. I have eyes. Don't try and trick me.
Come on, roll.
4.
4. So the chromatic orb starts to bubble away at the creature's skin, or lack thereof.
What does it reveal?
It reveals bone. You see polished white bone beneath.
What is this thing?
Not like a skeleton, like just a plate. Yeah, it didn't like that, but, Jelfrey.
How far away is, the Slayer from me?
The Slayer is maybe 10 feet away up a wall with Rathew.
Okay, I'm gonna try to get as close as I can and whip him.
Okay, yeah, so you get over there, and you whip at him up the wall. Don't hit me.
You hit me.
You don't hit Rathu. I think you hit like the back of Rathu's armor.
Yeah.
And I got an so 11, Rathu so. Doesn't take any damage, but Rathu does just take a little bit of a hit.
Sorry, Rathu.
The Slayer's back up. We're going in circles here. The Slayer keeps climbing. It keeps climbing faster than Rathu can potentially hold on. Roll endurance.
Faster than I can hold on? What?
You're slipping a little bit. Roll a constitution save.
16.
16, you managed to hold on. You were actually worried a little bit that you might lose your axe.
But do I?
No, you don't.
Okay.
At this point, you are on the rooftop of this building, and you're holding on to its back. And then you realize that the sort of body of the Slayer beneath you is bubbling, and through it, skewers of bone sort of stab at you from like growing from a place that they weren't before.
Yikes.
I told you, horror movie. And they miss you, like, really badly. But
they're over to my left.
They're off to your left, but, like, it starts growing more bone in more places.
Okay. I'm holding on to my battle axe, and I reach to my thigh, pull out my dagger, and I'm going to attack him. 17.
Yeah,
nice. All right.
Plus
so,
2. 18.
It's a 18. Hit. It's a hit.
Thank you.
You got it. Roll damage. It'll be a D8 plus 2D6.
D8, 5, and then roll what?
Whatever your divine smite says.
Melee damage, add 2d8 damage. Okay, so 5 plus 8, so 13.
Plus one more.
Oh. 13, 7,
18.
18? Yep.
All right, you... I'm pretty sure I would be okay in saying that you're going to kill this thing.
You guys are welcome.
All right, yeah, so you... raise your axe out of its back and then slam it back down.
No, my dagger.
Oh, your dagger?
Yeah.
Should be a 1d4 then for the first damage. But you know what? We'll just say you did it anyway because you were close enough to killing it.
I'm
no
so
matter
sorry.
What. That's all right. So you leave your axe where it is. You pull your dagger from your belt and then give it a stab into the creature, which with your divine energy appears to kill it. It just slumps onto this rooftop and stops moving.
Who's my god? Korn? It was something with
cord.
Cord. The power of cord!
Yes.
Behold!
Oh, ye.
So what would be the best kind of check to, like, kind of see what this... to learn about this
creature? It depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to think, like, have I seen anything like this before, you would roll, like, nature. If you're trying to figure out what is this creature medically, you'd roll medicine and dissect it.
Can I try to see if, like, I've read any, like, magical books using my arcana ability that, like, talk about this creature or, like, similar ideas? Okay.
Yeah. You sort of climb up to the roof. I think everyone makes their way up to the roof.
I rolled a 14.
Or Rathu pushes the body off. I don't care which. All right. So in your studies, you rarely come across creatures like this, but you believe that this is some sort of aberration, a creature of great power that is completely unburdened by, well, logic. It's something from beyond comprehension.
Whoa.
How it lives is anyone's guess.
But we killed it. Rathu killed it.
I may not know how it lived, but I knew how it died.
Woo!
You're very clever. No one has ever thought to say that before.
Because they always got killed.
We're the first ones who lived.
Woo!
Told you this would be easier. Go back to the portal.
Sorry, I even suggested it.
What are the rest of you doing while... Jelfrey is just kind of looking over it.
Kind of gawking at it a little bit, and then we can start heading over.
Let's skin it.
It doesn't have skin.
Let's muscle it.
Let's take some of its bone plates.
Yo, I bet I can make some sick armor out of that.
I was going to say, like, do you want to make, like, shark tooth necklaces?
Yeah, let's make necklaces!
Hey, are the bones still growing?
No, they stopped growing. But they are there. Yeah, they're easy enough to sort of chip off if you like.
Oh, can we cook it?
No, I want some of those.
The meat? As a souvenir?
No, I want the bone. I'm going to chip off some bones and just kind of put it in my pocket.
I'm saying we make group necklaces with his bones.
Ooh, friendship bracelets.
Friendship bracelets.
Aw, remember that time we killed that?
I want to do my divine sense again.
Okay, still evil, but dead.
Still evil, but dead. What about, like, just in the surrounding environment?
Surrounding environment?
Are we still blue?
Guys, I think we should go back now. I think now is the time to go back.
You guys are still blue. And you
the tether
are,
still leading back?
Yeah, the tether is still leading back. Okay. You are, well, now with your divine sense, you can tell, you think that there might be more evil in the surrounding area.
You guys, I'm feeling more evil. It worked out pretty well last time, me sensing evil. So, you know, I think I have 100% correct track record on this.
All right, only because you killed that thing.
Yeah, well, listen, we got lucky, you know. With this guy, I don't think we're going to get that lucky again. I think now we should head back and ascertain what the heck is going on.
Imagine there are like two or three of those.
You're picking up like six of them?
I got like six bogeys on my radar right now.
Hey,
I agree with
Rathia.
Let's
go home.
Yeah, okay, let's go home. Well, I'm good. Are we in Jilfrey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.